and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now.
Hello, it is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and we're ready for another fabulous show. I can hardly wait, but I would like to make an announcement. My email is dead. Got it? Corporate, in its immense wisdom, decides, hey, everybody's like out of their buildings, and hey, there's all kinds of chaos going on. Why don't we change the entire email system? That seems like a good idea, don't you think? What could go wrong? So now I have no email, so don't try and send me any because I won't get it. And near the end, it was taking me like 2 hours to get anything sent to me because if they're time-stamped, I could tell that. And the reason I'm not happy about not having any email is, Tony and Buzzy, what if Tim Wenger is trying to get a hold of me to tell me I'm going to get a fabulous raise? How will he do it? How will he do it? Or maybe he'll tell me that I have a 3-day work week instead of a 4-day work week. And how's he going to do that? Because he won't come to the house, obviously.
Right.
And I don't know. That I'm a little worried about that.
You should be.
I should be. And I'll check the door to see if he comes by and drops a note in back of the doorknob.
Good idea.
Actually, I have a knocker. So I don't know if he'll come and use my knocker or not. I'm not sure. Part of that shtick was true, by the way. Not the last part. Now, yesterday, finally left the house. Been in the whole time, 6 or 7 weeks, not left the house, decided to go on a mission. Remember, I said on the air that if there have been things that you wanted to do and you just didn't have time, now you got time, do them. I said that, and I decided to take my own advice. When I left Buffalo the first time, was in 1968, and my first programming job was in Erie, Pennsylvania. So I got a chance to program. I went down there for 3 years and then came back to KB and replaced the guy that fired me. It's one of the joys of my career. But the bottom line is, when I was in Erie, I got hooked on pepperoni balls. Now, for those of you who don't know about pepperoni balls, they're round, about the size, Bernie, they're not quite a tennis ball, but would they be like a golf ball? Bigger than a golf ball. Okay. And it's dough. It's dough. They're round. And inside, some of them have pepperoni. Some of them have cheese. But they have various things. They're delicious. They are so good. And none of the pizzerias in Western New York make them. It seems like the only place you can get them is down in Erie. So somebody sent me an email, said Strangolelli's sells them. Well, what we found out about Strangolelli's is it's huge. Their wholesale outfit is a factory. They have a factory, but you buy from the stand. And so we found it, and here's what we did. We spent over $100 on pepperoni balls. I mean, you got to let yourself go every once in a while. And we got like 3 different flavors and nearly 4 different flavors. And we tried 2 of them last night as soon as we got home. And wow, just as good as I remember. But we also had some flavored gnocchi. We had, we got some regular gnocchi, unflavored. And then we got some sweet potato gnocchi we got. And a couple of loaves of pepperoni bread. All Italian all the time. And so we completed our mission. And then after that, decided we were hungry, so we better get something to eat because that was just a takeout thing. You can't sit down. and went up to Peach Street, which is where the Mill Creek Mall is. They opened the year I was there. First year I was there. And what did we see? Well, we saw a Chick-fil-A. I said, let's go to Chick-fil-A. They had a double line of cars serpentining its way around their parking lot. I've never been to either of the Chick-fil-A's here, guys. Do they have a double line at their locations, too?
Yes, but the thing is they go through them so fast, you're really not waiting that long. It looks like you're going to wait long, but you're not.
No, well, that's good. So we couldn't go there. And then as we're looking for another place, we saw Krispy Kreme. But we couldn't see if there was a line. But we crossed the road and went to go into Krispy Kreme, and there was a huge line. So we didn't go to Krispy Kreme either. But in a plaza off of Peach Street is Five Guys. And we have a Five Guys here, and it's very good. We have one here in Lockport. You got one in Amherst, too.
One in Niagara Falls.
There's one in the Falls, too.
Yeah, on Military, right across from the Fashion Outlet Mall.
And so ordered and kept safe distance. Everything was wiped down. It was immaculately clean. Had a delicious, just the regular cheeseburger is enormous. And the French fries were fabulous and very generous. And so we had a very nice luncheon, a very safe luncheon at Five Guys. And we thanked them for that. And came home and put most of the stuff we bought in the freezer. Kept a couple out to have last night, but that was my wild adventure. Finally decided to escape the house.
It had to feel good to get out.
Oh, it really did. When we come back, I'll talk to the guys, see what's going on with them. I'll tease them with my great, immense amount of pepperoni balls that I have. And I said to the guys, I'd give you some, but I don't know how to get them to you. And maybe we can figure out some ingenious plot where it's absolutely safe. I want a pepperoni balls to be a gift of love. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach and working with Tony Caligiuri and Beamer. Now, Tony, this is directed at you. Yesterday, I had one obstacle that I was dreading that I would have to do in order to complete my mission to get pepperoni balls in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
First of all, it was the weapon that I absolutely needed or I couldn't go there.
That's true.
And that weapon was not any of my guns. They're securely nestled in my gun safe. But that weapon was my pants. I have not worn my pants in seven weeks, and I said, I haven't been overeating, but you never know, you know? Is this going to be one of those things where as I pull them up past my knees, I'm just hoping that I can feel the good, there's no resistance, then you take each side, and then you go to put them together, and your hands end up at 10 and 2. you're not there. You wanted them both to be a 12.
Yes.
That's what I wanted. And that's what I got, Tony. I fit into my pants. And Bernie says, you got to tell Tony that you fit into your pants because Tony didn't fit into his pants.
Not anymore.
And not anymore. And so that's why you're out walking. So
yes.
My question is, are you walking without pants?
No, I have shorts that have drawstring
shorts
waist.
With a drawstring. Thank God for the drawstring.
Yes.
I have pants with a drawstring and a big drawstring. I could put this around a Brahma bull and they could wear them.
Yeah, that's why I'm walking. I have to lose some weight.
Yeah, so anyway, I want you to know that besides a successful mission, I fit in my pants, and the only thing screwed up is my email. All right, how were you guys yesterday? Anything going on?
No, it was pretty quiet. Watching the giant geese around here has been pretty entertaining. You know, they walk across the glass walkway, on top of the glass walkway from building to building. And they're not little. They're big guys.
Be careful if you go outside. I'm being serious. Geese poop is the slipperiest lubricant known to man.
It is.
We were talking about this. There was a guy that did some maintenance on the building recently, and he got out of his truck, and the first thing he stepped in was, you know, and slid.
Oh, yeah. It's very slippery. So just be alert to that. I don't know. Uniland has a very good maintenance program. I don't know if it includes eradication of geese poop or not.
I think they do a good job of cleaning it up, and they're vocal. Getting out of my truck this morning, there was one giant one right by the sidewalk, and he wouldn't shut up for nothing.
Yeah,
I don't think he liked me.
They're very loud. U-Beamer, the glorious and glamorous member of the trio here. You're out and about, a man about town. What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday was my off day for working out, so I took a five-hour afternoon nap, and then I made a delicious chicken veggie soup from scratch.
You made a chicken veggie soup from scratch?
I did. Wow. Well, Katie found the recipe. And Katie went and did the shopping, but I made the soup, okay?
Good for you. That is very good. He made the soup himself.
With a little bit of supervision.
Yeah, with a little help from your friends. I get high with a little help from my friends.
See, she sent me a recipe that had a video.
Yeah.
So I knew that's the way to do it. Like, if you put the video in with the recipe on the link, I'm a lot better than just reading the directions.
Well, the video is very visual, obviously, and that's an apparent statement. Good. Maybe you can make soup for all of us when we're together. We could have a get-together soup fest.
There we go.
I would love to make soup for you guys.
Have you heard anything about Wingfest? Any announcements been made about that? I know last time we heard about it, he said that he's not going to, if they have to come in two at a time, he's not going to cancel it unless he's told to. Any word on that?
No updates as far as on my end.
Governor's comments don't make me feel too good about any summer events.
No, when he talked about the state fair. Yeah. Okay, we'll take a break. And when we come back, I've got three fabulous subjects. I can hardly wait to tell you about them on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, we're getting the exact address of where we got the pepperoni balls yesterday in Erie, Pennsylvania. And they must be very big because they have two addresses. And one is a factory, the factory where they make all this thing. I think they do a lot of catering and things like that. The other is the retail outlet, which is in a small plaza. And I'm going to give you this address, and we'll put it on the Facebook page, too. It's Strangarelli's, Strangarellis, Italian Foods. And it's at 1621?
Yeah.
Okay, 1621 West 26th Street. That's in Erie, Pennsylvania. So that is Strangarelli's Italian Foods, 1621 West 26th Street in Erie, PA, 16508 if you need the zip code. But that's where we got them all, at the retail outlet, which is real small. It's a little tiny pizzeria, but apparently they must do a huge business outside of that location. Because they have a factory, a whole huge factory. But check it out. We'll learn about it together. Meanwhile, I got to tell you how crazy this world has gotten. It's gone nuts. Here's the deal now. If you're sensitive, I suggest tune out for a minute and a half, okay, while I describe what just happened to me, okay? Because I don't want you to run in terror with your hands over your ears screaming, "The world's gone mad." But it has, okay? This is an example. And you guys, after I give the example, tell me if this is a bona fide example of how the world's gone nuts. Every once in a while, a guy has to be making an adjustment. You know what I'm talking about? You're in the car, you've been driving a long time, and your body was comfortable when you started, but you put 90 miles on it. It's time for an adjustment. Well, I just needed an adjustment during Tony's commercial. I could still hear it, but I needed an adjustment. So, because the boys, you know, the boys, they're not supposed to be where they are. They're supposed to be there where it's comfortable. They're not supposed to be here where it's totally uncomfortable. And so I make the adjustment, as every man has done many times every day, okay? After the adjustment was over, a bottle of Purell was handed to me so that I can use the Purell for purposes beknownst to the entire audience. And I'm thinking, that's going too far. You know, The boys are welcome any place I'm welcome. In fact, it's strange because wherever I go, they go. I've never left them behind and never will. You know what I'm talking about? Now, do you guys think that's a bona fide crazy moment in this, corona?
Oh, my God. You have to be the only talk show in the country to ever talk about this.
Well, I think it's important. That
it is important.
Things that are important to it. And look, I'm talking to half the audience because half the audience are guys. And they get criticized whenever an adjustment is needed. And I don't want to see commercials on television.
Yeah, because you got to have the right time for the adjustment and the right place.
I don't want an announcer to say, we're in the middle of a coronavirus. Please, when making an adjustment, use Purell later.
This adjustment is brought to you by...
We can sell the adjustments.
We have three chances on this show.
Get Brenda Lacey here. I want it to be put out on the street that it's available for sale. Because everybody has one. Now, you can't log them in at a certain time because you never know when you need it. So it's got to be like a free floating...
Floaters,
Yeah, a floater where we can run it wherever we want to run it. And this adjustment brought to you by, whatever. Name here. Insert name here. But now I'm totally comfortable and I'm ready to do the show.
Well, that's important.
Thank you.
You can't do the show if you're not comfortable.
Yes, I am ready. You can give me a hand. Thank you very much.
No, I'm not going to give you a hand.
Tony,
you're on your own.
Hand? What's the matter? Hey, what's the matter with you?
I know we're close, but there's only so much we
can
do.
Yeah, we're not that close.
I'll wash your car for you.
Well, it's good to see that there's a few laughs. I can hear the boys even laughing. It's a muffled laugh, but I can hear it.
Is laughing allowed?
I would hope it would be. Okay, we're ready to start the show now. I've got three things and an update. The first question is the handshake. It's the most iconic way to say to somebody, it's good to see you, it's nice to meet you, I don't have a weapon. That's how it started. That was a way of showing you're not carrying a weapon. When you extend your hand, you're showing that there's no weapon in your hand. So, I don't have a weapon, I'm happy to see you, let's shake and make a deal. My word is my bond, you reach out, you shake a hand, you've made a deal if you're a man of honor. And now they don't want us to do that anymore because they say that the hands contain a lot of germs and things. And we've been trying to de-escalate the germ count on our hands by using lots of Purell, okay? So, will the handshake survive? And I don't think it will. I really don't. What other thing do you have? You're gonna do something dumb like the elbow bump? I don't really think that's a suitable. If you're going to get rid of it, at least let it go with some dignity. The elbow bump, the fist bump,
forearm smash.
I'm not into
headbutts.
The thing the wrestlers do.
Chest thump.
You imagine what you're a guy, you walk up to a woman and you headbutt her. The night's over, pal. And you're in jail.
Nothing says romance like a headbutt.
Like a headbutt, yeah.
We're not supposed to do that?
I'm Coco Brazil.
So do you have anything that you would think would take the place of the handshake, and will the handshake survive? And that's the first question. The second one is, after I heard Andrew Cuomo yesterday, because we were listening to BN, which comes in like a charm, all the way down to Erie, no problem. When I worked there and programmed WJET, I used to listen to Buffalo stations to see what was going on while I was gone, and BN certainly a prominent station to listen to. Okay, the second one. Have you either had canceled or postponed any event so far? Now, I know we postponed, actually, the trip to Russia. We're working on making that next year. So I know that people that were signed up for that had that postponed. I don't know. Have you had any travel plans? Have you had your wedding plans like I have postponed? There's no sense in making them yet because we don't know what's available and when it's available, if we're still under quarantine or not. But tell us if you've had anything either canceled or postponed. And I want an update on meat. This is the update part. I have a fourth one, but it's a standalone. So update on meat. Some places have it, some don't. President signed an executive order to keep the meat processing plants open. But we asked about it yesterday, and nobody reflected. We got one call saying one supermarket was out of meat. But if you're facing that, let us know. Okay. And now this fourth one was actually something that I thought about for a long time. And then I saw the president, and what he said led me to believe this is the perfect time for this subject. And when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what that is. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN. Before I go into the last thing of our subject matter, this may depress you a little bit. Remember the Olympics? They were supposed to be this year, okay? And they were postponed till next year. And now the question is, they may not even be available next year. Here from the wire services reprinted in the Buffalo News, which has hardly anything in it anymore, but this is worth talking about. For the second straight week, a Japanese medical expert has questioned whether the Tokyo Olympics can move forward next summer without a vaccine. In my view, it would be difficult to hold the Olympics unless effective vaccines are developed. The words of, Yoshitake Yokomura. It's a surgeon who heads the Japanese Medical Association. He told a video media conference that, according to the Associated Press. So now he's saying they may not even be available not just next year, but the year after. Okay? He's talking even the 21 Olympics may have to be canceled. And the Olympic people say if they have to cancel the 21 Olympics, they won't be. They'll just cancel that whole thing, which was supposed to be this year. That's pretty depressing because that kind of sends out a word. And the governor yesterday kind of letting something slip that he doesn't think the state fair is going to fly. And if he doesn't think the state fair is going to fly, then I doubt very much if the Erie County Fair would do it. They're just before the state fair. So we'll see where that goes. Okay, the next, I got three that I've given you so far. The handshake, do you have any alternatives for it and will it survive? And the second question, what have you had either canceled or postponed? And then an update on meat. If you're seeing a shortage of meat, let me know about that. And here is the fourth one. And I've thought about this a couple of weeks ago, and it's been on my to-do list, but for some reason hasn't made the show yet, but it'll make the show now. The president said yesterday in his press conference, we should all pray for the victims of the virus and the families of the virus. And I thought that was very well said and certainly a good idea. But what I had thought of that fits right in with that is, why not, and I can't believe nobody suggested it yet, why not a National Day of Prayer? Now, it would not be for any one religion. It could not be any special way, but each in a 24-hour period, reach out to whom we pray, or even just reach out to the sky and pray for an end to this, and to an end to the suffering of this virus. Now, each religion can do it the way they want to do it. And it would be available, as an event for 24 hours, a full day. You do it when you want to do it. You do it how you want to do it. If you pray a certain way, that's what you should do. And this is for people who, no matter what religion you belong to, or if you belong to no religions, say you don't even believe in religion, but you would, if there is a higher power, you would like to put your two cents in and say, please stop this suffering. I think it's an excellent idea. It wouldn't have to be synchronized. It wouldn't have to be like Tuesday at 3:15. It could be any time during the day. So that would accommodate anybody. If you're lucky enough to have a job, as soon as you get off the job or before you go to the job, you could do it. As soon as you wake up, have your coffee. You could do it then. You could do it just before bedtime, a time a lot of people pray anyway. And I'm just thinking a National Day of Prayer might set a good example, even if you don't believe in prayer. It would be a good time to kind of reach out and just hope things get better for our country. So I know there'll be some pushback on this. As soon as you say prayer and that the government wants you to do it, it's not an endorsed government religion. He just had suggested praying for the victims. Nothing wrong with that, okay? And I'd like to know if you think that's a good idea or not. Let us know. We'll come back. We'll take the handshake. And what have you had either cancel or postpone? The National Day of Prayer. And give me an update on meat. Meat got no action yesterday. Let's see if meat generates anything today. On News Radio 930 WBEN.